We're on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom, the Gemara. Okay, we have a Machlokas, Tanakama and Benanis, whether the fourth one has to take a Shavua or not. Right, three, each one takes a Shavua to the other before they collect, because they're going to take away possibly what the other one could collect. So that they take a Shavua, they didn't get anything, they didn't collect anything when the husband was alive. But the fourth one, she's the last one, she's not taken away from anybody, so she doesn't have to take a Shavua. And Benana says, just because she's last doesn't mean that she shouldn't take a Shavua, she also has to take a Shavua. So, what's the Machlokes? Omar Shmuel, Kigon, Shenim Ches Achas Mehen, Sodha She'ina Shalom. Rashi learns, Kigon, Shenim Ches Achas Mehen, Shalom Sodos, Shigavu, Gimel Moshe Rishonos. One of the fields that the first three got, right, was found out to be Sodha She'ina Shalom. So Rashi says Shenoda Shigozla, and we know that it was stolen. So it's the rightful owner is going to come and take it away. So therefore, what's it called? If this fourth one now collects, and somebody takes away the field from the third one, she's not going to have a place to what's it called to collect from. So the fourth one's going to take a shvua. She didn't get anything, so this way she will. She's taking now, retroactively away from one of the other ones. Okay. The sofshi avo by limvi itluimian. The end result is going to be that the person who it was stolen from is going to come and collect it. Ukshibar revis ligvos ksubas. So misoda revis. Boz lo menis leimor lemacher yabo hanigzol v'ikul sadeo miyadi. The nimtzi is karachas. Number three is going to say, or number two, whoever got the stolen field, right? You're taking away from me because now I'm not going to have the field that I took is going to be taken away from me. And if you get this one, I'm not going to be able to have my ksuba. I want you to take a shvua that you didn't collect anything and you have rights to collect this field. So Tostas, let me show the Master Rashi, Lechora, if it's sure that the field's being stolen, then Lechora, the fourth one can't collect anything. So they say it's talking where there was a rumor, right? We're just afraid that it may be a stolen field. Right, that it may come out like that. So therefore, the fourth one has to take a shvua because it could come out that she'll be taking something away from the other ones, perhaps wrongly if she collected part of her ksuba when the husband was alive. But not if we know for sure, then there's no shaila, right? Then we consider that not collected, and she can't collect anything. The fourth one, the third one, then recollects. Okay, but that's what Rashi says. And so what's the machlokas? Ubebalchov meucher shekodem vegova kamiflagei. They're arguing about the halacha of a balchov meucher. You have somebody who has a later lien. So halacha is the first one whose shtar came out first has the first lien. He collects whatever he can till his debt is finished, and then only then can the second lien collect from other property. So what happens if the later lien collected first? Can he keep what he kept, what he got, or not? So if he, what's it called, Tanakama, Sovra, Mashigava, Logava. The Tanakama holds that we're going to take it away from him. If a later lien collected, so here if the fourth woman collected this field, thinking that the other one's already collected, but now we find out that one of the fields was stolen. So basically the later lien collected before the earlier lien. So if we take it away from her, then the other ones didn't lose anything, so there's no reason for it to take a shvur. But if we don't take it away, if what's done is done, and we just leave it the way it is, so then, Taka, this one is making the other one lose, so she has to take a shvur too. It's benan esavra, mashigava gava. Rashi, ubebal chob meucher shekod and the gava kemithuvei, tanakam esavra, mashigava lo gava, hilkach vamatishba, there was no reason to take a shvur. Im yavo hanigzol v'yitrof, chazar v'mizu, tachzor hi al harviyis v'titul mimena mashigavsa. The Havil Aravius Balchov Mocher. That's a problem. If the Goslin comes and takes the field away from number three, so number three will take away what number four took. So no reason for her to take a shvua. Ubenana sover masha gova gova. And Bananas holds no, that post facto the woman can, what's it called, the later Balchov can keep what she took wrongly in the wrong order. Since the Maisa, it is owed to her. And therefore, what's it called, number three is going to lose out if number four gets to keep what she took first, because what number three took comes out to be a stolen field and is going to be taken away from her. So therefore, number three can demand from number four, just in case, the way the other Rishonim learned, this field is going to be taken away from me, I want you to take a shvuah, because they're going to let you keep what you took, and I'm going to end up losing out.
Same thing as the first one.
What?
The first and second one?
Yeah, same thing. Right. If the other two fields are taken away. Okay, Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua, right? Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua, Dekuli Alma Mashigova Logova. No, he learns the Machlokas differently. So the first rule we have understanding the Machlokas is talking about a field that we're afraid, either we're afraid that maybe one of the fields is stolen and is going to be taken away from the earlier Ksubas, or the Rashi learns, we know for sure one of the fields is stolen. Okay? And the machlokas is, can number four keep what she took wrongly or not? Now, Rava Baravua says differently. Everybody holds that she can't keep it. It's going to be taken away from her. So what's the svara of Benanis? Right? If it's going to be taken away from her, so nobody's losing. So why should she have to take a shvua? The hacha b'chayshin and shem etachsiv kemiflegei. We're afraid that since there's a rumor that the field's stolen, right, that she is not going to work this field, because she's always afraid that somebody's going to come and take it away from her. So therefore, and then the other one won't have anything to collect. We won't have a field that's usable, right? So she'll have to take a shvua, because I'm afraid that if they end up coming and taking the field away from you, it's going to be in bad repair, because you're not going to do anything with it, because you're always afraid they're coming to take it away, because there's a rumor, or according to Rashi, we know for sure this field was stolen. Mar sover chayshin and shema tachsif, right? The Benanis holds that we're afraid that she'll neglect the field, and therefore, what's it called, the other one will have nothing to collect from, because or an inferior field to collect from. The other one holds, we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid she's going to leave the field in disrepair because she's afraid it's going to be taken away from her. Rashi. The kuli alma mashigova lo gova. Ushvua the benanis time of mai. So if that's the case, that we're going to take away the field from the fourth one and give it back to the third one, then why does the fourth one have to take a shvua to the third one? The third one's not going to lose anything, right? Well, the reason of Benanis is the Kesover Chashin and Sheva Tachsi for Ravias Hazos is Hasoda Shei Gova. We're afraid that since the fourth one knows that this field may be taken away from her, right, because the other field is stolen, and she's going to have to give up the field she took, right? The Chichaz Yidlomish Binin Law Yadda the Hadra Shlishi Savaya Kishi Yitlu Mashem Yoda. She'll know the fact that she's not taking shvua means that the other one's not going to lose out, meaning we're going to take this field away from her and give it to the earlier Balchov. The lochaisha hach revius vashbuch eliara. She won't work the field. Ela shamta the ochla. She'll eat whatever she can out of it and not put anything into it. The Tanakama lochaisha shematachsin. The Tanakama is not afraid of that, and Benanis is. So therefore, it's possible that the third one will lose out because the fourth one got it. Not she won't lose out the field, because the field will be taken away. But she'll lose out because she's going to get an inferior field now, because the fourth one didn't want to do anything with the field. Just grabbed whatever was there and didn't fertilize it, didn't plant it, didn't do anything with it. Okay. Abaya Omar, another way of explaining the machlokas. The Abaya Kshisha Ikabinayu. Right, they're arguing in what Abaye Kshisha said. The Tani Abaye Kshisha, Yisomim Shomru Gedolim Ve'Ein Tzarich Lomer Ketanim. Right, it's not a different case. Not the case where the field is either suspected that it's stolen, or we know that it's stolen. Different machlokas completely. nothing to do with the field being stolen or not. Just a short time. The fourth one is collecting from Yisomim. And the Chazal made a takana that you never collect from Yisomim, right, without a shvua. Did they mean Yisomim Ketanim or even Yisomim Gedolim? So the Tanakhama holds Dafka Yisomim Ketanim. And here it's talking about Gedolim, so there's no shvua. And Benanis holds even Yisomim Gedolim. That's what Abaye Kshisha says, that even Gedolim. Tanakhama, leshli the Abaye Kshisha. Tanakhama doesn't hold of Abaye Kshisha. He holds you only have to take a shvua if you collect from Yisomim Ketanim. And here it's talking about Yisomim Gedolim. And Benanis isli the Abaye Kshisha, no matter what Yisomim you collect from, you always have to make a shvua. So the fourth one's collecting from the Yisomim, she has to take a shvua. Rashi. The Abaye Kshisha, Ikabinayu. She's not taking a shvua because of the other three. She's taking a shvua because she's collecting from Yisomim. Now it's, the Gemara now is not going on that answer that it's talking about a soda that we're afraid is going to be taken away. There's nothing to do with that. Stop. The machlokas is whether the fourth one has to take a shvua to the Yisomim or not if they're Yisomim Gedolim. Yisomim sha'omru habo lifra mehem lo yifra ele b'shvua af b'gdolim omru. That's what Abaye Kshisha says. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Huna, new thing. Hani trei achi, utrei shutfi. You have two brothers or two shutfim, right? Two brothers that are shutfim in the Yerusha. Or stam, two shutfim. De islu dina b'had echad. And somebody now brings a claim against this shutfis, against these two brothers, okay? So they own a certain money in partnership, and somebody brings a claim against the partnership. And one of them went to court, and the other one didn't show up, didn't go to court. Only one of the partners went to court, and he lost. So the partner didn't go to court. Can't say to the person who won the claim against them, I have nothing to do with you. I didn't go to court. So you can't collect from me. If you want to collect, you can collect from my partner's part, but you can't collect my part because I never went to court. Ela shlichuso avad. The halacha is not like that. And we consider the partner a shliach of the other partner. And therefore, whatever was decided by the Beis Din applies to both partners equally. Rashi. Trei achi utrei shutfi, or trei shutfi, either case. V'ozu chad minayo b'hadei ledina, b'dover hashutfis, v'yotz hashutuf chayiv. And one of the partners went to court and lost. Lo motzi shutuf chaveiro l'meimer l'baldin, ant la baldvorin didiyat. So the other partner can't say, this has nothing to do with me. I never went to court. B'din zeshin eschayiv chaveiri, you have to go to court with me on my part. He didn't represent me. Can't say that. Why? Because we consider each a partner a shliach of the other one. Now the Gemara says, see, we don't pass it like this. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to Surah. Shailuhi ki hai gavna. And they asked him this case. Two brothers, two partners, one went to court, lost. Can the other one tie that you can't, it doesn't affect me? You want to take me to court, fine, but what the decision on the other guy applies to him, not to me. My Omer Lohu Masnisani Lachor our Mishnah. Harishon the Nishbeis Lashnia, Ushnia Lashlishis, Ushlishis the Revis. Right? But each one takes a Shvua to the other one. The Ilu Rishon the Lashlishis Loktani. Might. The first one doesn't have to take a shvua to the third one, because the shvua that she took to the second one is helps for all of them. So you see that whatever the din was for one applies to all. Rashi, the ilu rishon of the shish loktani the tishba lefisha nishba, she already took a shvua, and that shvua helps even for the other one. So you see that if people have a similar claim. Right, you don't have to satisfy each one. You satisfy the one, and that's it, and it applies to all the others. Mercer says, "My time allowed me shum the shlichus avda." Isn't it because we say that since if one of them has a din and they're all in the same boat, that it applies to all of them. Moshe says, no, me dummy. Hashem shvua la'echa shvua la'meya. Once she takes a shvua, the shvua applies to all of them. There's no reason why the shvua is specific to this one or whatever. Hacha amar ilu ha'ano havoi tanin notfei. If I would have been in court, I would have said better tainus. So you don't represent me, right? You want to take me to court, because I have, this guy was a shlamazel. He didn't know what to tainus. That's why he lost. If I was there, I would have won. So therefore, what's it called? You take me to court, but what happened with him doesn't affect me. But the shvua, she took a shvua. It applies to all of them. The results of the shvua, there's no reason to take a shvua to each one separately. The lo amran elad lo ise b'masa, right? That's only where he wasn't in the city, right? And that's why he can say, you went to court. If I would have been in the city, I would have come to court, and I would have had better times, I wouldn't have lost. So therefore, what you did doesn't affect me. But if he was in the city, just didn't show up to court, then he can't tie into that. Then obviously, you, felt that the other guy's representing you, that's why you didn't show up in court. So whatever was decided, it affects you too. If he is in the city, he should have come. Rashi. And we don't say that he has a right to go and reopen the case, Lagabi, his part, only if he wasn't in the city. Then he can come and say, you went to court, I wasn't there. If I had been there, I would have had better tainus, and therefore reopen the case, Lagabi, my chelik. But if he was there and he didn't show up, then we assume that he let the other one represent him, and whatever was decided is decided.